Happy day, and welcome to today's episode of What's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, from Alia Yoga, and I want to start today's show first by thanking you so much for tuning in today, as well as a little update about last week's episode regarding Vata season. To circle back quickly and mention that Vata season typically starts mid-November and goes until mid-March in the Northern Hemisphere, which makes sense because those are the months that are typically the coldest and the most dry and windy. In the springtime, around the end of March or beginning of April, we transition into Kapha season, with the fertility that comes from rain mixing with soil or earth, and the rebirth that occurs when new life emerges, both from plants and animals, after hibernating or going dormant for the winter. I mentioned some balancing practices in last week's episode, like consuming warm foods and beverages instead of cold or raw foods or ice-cold drinks. And it's also a great time of year to integrate grounding practices like meditation, taking baths, and utilizing various oils on your skin and internally. If you're feeling extra aggravated by the qualities of Vata as we go into the winter months, and you want to learn more about how to balance and pacify these elements of your constitution, please reach out to me. I'm always happy to help. Today's episode is a fun, informational, and lighthearted interview with my friend Katie, who is an inspiration to me with her innovative business and how she's helping people feel well in their body and move towards balance in their life. I know you'll enjoy the conversation portion of today's episode because Katie has such a sweet energy that really comes across in our chat. Before we launch into the interview, however, I have wise words and warm words of the week for you. Remember, if you leave a review in Apple Podcasts, I will be so excited to read it on air for the Warm Words of the Week segment. And please email me so I can respond with a coupon code for you to access a full-length yoga class video from my website for unlimited use at no cost, rather than the $15 fee associated with regular purchase. If I've read your review already and you'd like your code emailed, please reach out to me and I'd love to send you that code as well. Today's warm words come from Jay Ribbons, who left 5 stars, and the subject of the review is Great Insights. Jay Ribbons says, I love learning about Alia's wellness journey and experimenting with different modalities as I am always doing. Inspiring stories. That means so much to me. Thank you kindly for those very warm words. I love that you're enjoying the show and appreciate that you feel inspired by what I'm sharing. When you get a moment, please email Alia at aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A, and I'll respond with your discount code to access any of the yoga class videos for sale on my website at no cost for your unlimited use. Thanks again for your review, and I'm sending you so much love and gratitude. I also have wise words of the week coming from Kristen Rogers of The Mindful Company. And I think this quote is appropriate for this season as we continue to navigate through uncertain and unprecedented times in our lives and in the history of the country and the world. Rogers says, every season of the heart has its own perfect time and an important purpose. Even those that shake you. like the harsh winds of fall shake the trees, for they help you drop unnecessary things, even those that challenge your footing, like the rains of spring that loosen the ground beneath a flower's roots, because they give you a chance to dig even deeper. And even those that feel like they chill you almost to death, like the winter cold does to the once vibrant flower, for they cleanse and ready you for the beauty of your coming spring. Such inspiring words. I really love that quote, and it speaks to my heart. Well, thank you once again for tuning in today, and I'll be right back after a brief word about Anchor to introduce you to Katie. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today and tuning in to What's Wellness Podcast. I have Katie here today, a physical therapist, a local to Encinitas. And well, let me rephrase that. You live in Encinitas now, but you're from the East Coast, around the same area as Josh, my husband. And you're just a light in the community, a super sweet person. So, Katie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Alia. Yes, I hail from New Jersey, where Josh is from. And I've known you for a while. And I'm very excited to be here and share my story and my insights. So thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have people on the show, someone that I'm connected to in person, because as everyone knows right now with COVID, there's a lot of separation going on in the world, and to know you and to be able to feel your energy, even though we're not in the same room together, is just such an enjoyable experience for me. So thank you for taking the time. And my first question is always, what's wellness look and feel like for you today?
Wellness feels like being connected to a purpose, to I guess, overall general health and well-being, and just having an alignment between the two for me.
I love that. What do you do for yourself to foster that balance and alignment?
I check in with myself a lot. I think that might be one of the best practices, and just check in with different parts of my life. I actually have this practice where I would say I do it every few months, where I take a piece of paper and I write big circles and I put the really important values in my life. So like my big buckets, like family, friends, career, community, spiritual, learning, the things that are really important to me. And I just write what's going on in each one of those buckets. And if I see that one is lacking, then I'm kind of checking in with, okay, I need to put more energy into calling my parents that are on the other side of the country that I don't see often, or I need to put more energy into meditating or journaling. So I think just kind of creating that check-in practice.
I love that. What a great practice. And to do that a couple times a year, really hold yourself accountable and be able to tap into where your cups are full and where you can be putting more energy. That's awesome. So you're a physical therapist and a yoga instructor. Can you share about what you do and what you love and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, definitely. I started out as an athlete growing up. I played three different sports. So I was playing sports all year round. And then I played tennis in college. And then I was just really obviously in tune with the body from an early age. So physical therapy studying was very natural for me. So I went into PT, and then working as a PT with a lot of multi-sport endurance athletes, and actually in Boston, a lot of marathoners and triathletes. It was really wonderful and a lot of really great learning and figuring out how the body was working in this very large capacity, you know, to do these endurance sports. And then one of my coworkers invited me to yoga class, and I saw yoga as a great way to balance out, you know, these sports and practices. And I was also involved where you're kind of really draining your body, or you're just using a lot of beating up your body kind of per se. And then yoga was a really nice way to restore and rejuvenate. So that's where I really got the light that yoga was a really great practice. And then I would say came to Encinitas 9 years ago, and I saw how big yoga was in this community, and I really took to that, and that led me to become a yoga instructor and to incorporate it in my practice. So right now I teach yoga on a weekly basis, and I also have a mobile physical therapy practice. So I go to clients' homes and treat them in their home, which is really great because it creates a really nice quiet space in their own environment where they can, I say, grounded to heal, where they're in their own space. They're having this really personalized experience, undistracted, really connecting. We're one-on-one for an hour, and I have like a small group of patients that I see. I don't churn out tons of patients a day, so I think it's a win-win because it's really valuable time and connection with my patients and my clients. So I really, really enjoy the business I've created.
Wow, that's incredible. A mobile physical therapy business where, correct me if I'm wrong, I imagine you incorporate a lot of or some yoga aspects, whether it's asana or pranayama or mindfulness and focus, into some of the therapy aspects for your patients.
Yes, definitely. That's a big part of it. I like to start sometimes with, if the energy is up, we start with some diaphragmatic breathing on the table and then get into movement from there. Maybe do some corrective exercises, some hands-on manual adjustments. And then I really like to end with yoga asana, maybe about 5 to 10 minutes, kind of bring everything back down just like we would in a class. And then even sometimes some meditation. It really helps. The meditation I've found is really helpful for people that have a lot of anxiousness around their injury and their pain, which is completely normal, right? So it's like bringing that element into it to help with the stress. Just I think really, really helps the healing, facilitate the healing faster, catapults it even more.
Absolutely, definitely. And it sounds like you're really in tune with your patients with regards to their nervous system. So if they're in more sympathetic, fight or flight, high energy, feeling anxious, there's the tools of breath work and meditation to kind of switch over to parasympathetic rest and digest and repair that response that we all need a little bit more of.
Yeah, I would say that, I started out very in tune with the physical body, obviously. And then as I kept practicing, and always, I think I've always, just as a person in general, been very introspective. I've always been a listener. I've always been quiet. I've ever always been really in tune to people. So I think when I kind of transferred into the yoga practice and realized that both of the, what we say, the subtle energy body and the physical energy body. So I could be stretching somebody's shoulder to gain range of motion, but and that's movement on a biomechanical level, thinking about the muscles and the fibers and all that physical part of it, but then also cueing the breath and cueing and even just using my touch in certain ways to help calm down the nervous system. So it's really neat how both physical and subtle energy bodies in the work that I do work together.
That's so powerful and beneficial to have those sensitivities of awareness and be able to navigate that with people and help them understand what they're going through biomechanically and physically and also energetically with their nervous system. So, what are the daily practices that you incorporate for balance and wellness that you not only do for yourself, but also provide or share or inspire your patients and your clients to incorporate?
Yeah, I would say I really try to tune into what drives my patients and clients, like what their motivators are, because I really think that if I'm not doing something that they're passionate about or they're kind of curious about, then it's going to kind of go in one ear and out the other. So every person's different. Some of my patients, I treat some older patients and they just want to be out in the community. So we're out on walks, we're on the beach doing some stretches next to like a wooden chair or a bench or something like that. But then I have other patients like that are even younger, like in their 50s, and we do some sessions in their homes if they need more hands-on, and then we'll go to like the stairs at the local beach and we'll do some stair work to work their balance and their strength. And I just like the opportunity to get outside. I think that everybody lightens up a lot more when they're outdoors, especially in the San Diego environment. But even just, I'll have people that are like busy businessmen, like very high achieving, and it's like just to get them to calm down by doing like child's pose with breath work, something that they've never ever tapped into before that they really enjoy. And I just love being able to offer that. So I think those types of things, like kind of what you said, just reading the energy and having the different tools to bring to the table, but making sure that that person is open, they have an open heart towards that healing practice, that it's not something that they're gonna resist, that they're actually gonna kind of come into and try to be there with me. So.
That's really huge because some people, myself included, have these blocks or these walls up or even ideas in my mind about what a technique or a practice is going to provide or expectations. And you really have to have this attitude of being open to experience a technique or a practice or being open to receiving the benefits of whatever is provided for you. Which brings me to a question. What types of people, if you were to have someone reach out to you, a new patient, what types of people need physical therapy? Like if someone's listening and they think, wow, maybe that would benefit me, what type of person is that?
Yeah, traditionally people come to physical therapy because they had an injury or they had a surgery. So
Okay.
I do, I do see those people, but I've kind of morphed more into seeing people that are starting to feel their bodies. What that means is they wake up in the morning and all of a sudden like some muscles are tight where they never, it's not just like springing out of bed. And I mean, I'm 37. It's happening to me. This is not something that happens when I mean, I think most of us know it's not like, okay, we're 60, now we're technically aging. Like this happens in our 30s. And so I actually get a lot of people reaching out to me that have been athletes in the past. They've just had a couple of kids, maybe they're in their mid 40s or upper 30s, and they're saying, I always get this back pain 3 times a year. I rest for a while, it goes away, and then I'm back on my mountain bike or back hiking. But I don't want to have to deal with this. And I have this 6-year-old boy, and I want to be able to take him mountain biking. I want to be able to take him surfing. And I'm just really scared about the future if my body doesn't, if my body keeps on, if I keep on having this chronic injury. And so for me, that's a really great place to step in and teach people like a maintenance type of, will help them with their injury, but then specific maintenance for that injury to help them get strong to prevent it from continually happening. So they're empowered around that chronic issue that they might have dealt with for many, many years, and they can do something about it rather than waiting until they're 60, 65, and then they're sitting across the chair from an orthopedic surgeon who's ready to do surgery. So I'm really into, okay, in this middle part of your life, staying active, staying healthy, getting good habits, and just slowly creating these habits that will help for longevity.
Well, that's great. It sounds like maintenance and preventative type care, which is overlooked, I feel like, these days, especially in our demographic for age range. It's like I can go for a surf or a run or work out in the gym and feel great most of the time, but sometimes wind up with a sore ankle or a sore hip or low back or whatever it is. And I want to be able to run and lift weights and do yoga and surf into my, I don't know, 60s, 70s, who knows? But the preventative and the maintenance aspect of wellness care and how you treat your body is really important.
Definitely. I mean, even for me, sometimes, like I was helping someone move the other day, and at the end of the day, I felt my low back, and I thought, oh, like I thought I was lifting well, like maybe I need to work my core a little bit more, maybe I need to work more onto those lifts. And then even a few days later, thinking about it, I felt better with it by the next day. But it's like every time we do those little things where, right now we're bouncing back, it's still, we're creating this repetitive stress, like it or not. So, like, whether you're doing an activity and it feels great, or you're doing an activity and you're like, ooh, I think I just moved a little weird there. Oops. But you know you're gonna get better. Well, these stresses over time, they add up. So I really believe that, like a habit, like a practice, if you found a practice that would decompress the spine, let's say, or something that felt good, as in low impact yoga asana, a 10-minute flow every day, that would really help relieve the muscle tension and just get your body in a really nice position to do the stuff that you love to do.
That's huge. That's so beneficial. I know a lot of people will connect with it, and I hope it brings you some clients as well.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the shout out, because this is definitely a building phase. So that was really, I really appreciate that you kind of asked like who my ideal person is and stuff. That really is super helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. Because I feel like a lot of people think they have to have broken their arm or something in order to seek out physical therapy. But as I know now, that's not, I mean, yes, that's the case, but other people can benefit huge amounts from physical therapy, and whether it's ongoing or a handful of sessions to learn and to work on an issue, I think it can be really beneficial for a lot of people.
Yeah, and sometimes I do see people for, like a month or like, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks to like clear out the acute issue they're going through that they go through like every few months, and then it's like, call me for a tune-up, call me when you need to progress this, or call me, so it's like, it's not that traditional, like you have to go to an office and like have a doctor's and note and all this stuff. It's like, no, like just let me know when you need me. It doesn't have to be this complicated,
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then they can come to yoga, they can come to yoga too. So there's follow-up. I don't know. It just seems like it's a really nice way. I think it just is helpful for everyone, especially busy people, right? That don't want to take the time out to go to a PT clinic too. The fact that I can go to them, that really helps. So,
I
yeah.
love that you're mobile. I haven't heard of that. That's not a
Yeah, it's not very common. No,
common,
but
right?
Yeah, no, I love it, 'cause like I get to like right now I'm in La Jolla and then I'm going up to Carlsbad. Like and I just listen to pod honestly, I listen to lots of podcasts and I call my family in the car and it's great.
Amazing. I'm so proud of you and happy for
Yeah,
you.
thank you. Yes, thank you.
I think what you're doing is so unique, which I think is so beautiful for physical therapy because you tailor it to each person, each body, each day, really.
Definitely. And it's really neat because I get to say like, okay, show me what you like, tell me and show me what you absolutely love to do that makes you like that one of the happiest people in the world, like what lights you up. And then like if you can't do that and I know that's your thing, it's like, okay, how are we gonna like show me how you're doing it now? How am I gonna dissect this and figure out like where the culprit is, where you're getting caught up here, and then like let's keep trying to figure out like solve this mystery puzzle so that you can go out, do what you love to do, be with your friends and family, like teach your kids how to play sports and not think like, oh, this is just the way that it's gonna be for the rest of my life. 'Cause I don't think that's I don't take that as an answer. I wanna help
Yeah.
people do what they love for as long as they want.
And have the freedom that comes with feeling good in your body and being able to move.
Definitely, yeah.
Awesome. So you've already touched on this quite a bit, how yoga can help with physical therapy patients. With regards to tapping deeper into their physical expression, their bodies, and I love that you incorporate asking your patients what they love to do, what lights them up, and how you can help to positively impact their lives in the direction of what they want for themselves. That's really beautiful.
That's definitely the magic of my job and kind of how I've, put these different skills together. And I mean, you'd probably talk to many physical therapists and hear something very similar, but I really think that I really want to treat the unique person in front of me and create that connection. And I think the yoga aspect also allows for that deeper connection. If you're sitting in meditation with someone, you're just sitting there teaching someone how to breathe. That can be an intimate moment, and it's there's a lot of trust built there. There's a lot of empathy and compassion, and it's definitely a connection. So I think that kind of energy in the healing space is so important.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely, I agree. Well, Katie, I'm so excited for you and I love everything that you're doing. I'm so impressed by all of the ways that you're helping people right now. So I'd love to be able to share with people listening, perhaps they have an injury or they resonate with this preventative, more maintenance style care or have an ache or a pain when they wake up and want to kind of figure out what's going on and how they can find someone who helps them help themselves. So, Katie, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, please feel free. They can reach out to me. I do have my website is www.balanced, BALANCED, by and then Katie, KATIE .com. And there's a phone number on there. They can call. There's also a link to a Calendly where they can set up a free 15 or 20 minute discovery call. And then also my email is Katie, KATIE at balancedbykitty.com. They can definitely reach out and email me at any time.
How about your Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is balanced by Katie as well. So that's the name of my company and my Instagram handle. Yeah.
Awesome, Katie. Thanks for sharing all of your contact information. And if you're tuning in right now and you're resonating with what Katie has shared, please reach out to her. All of the links will be in the show notes below for easy navigation. And I'd love to hear about your experiences with the mobile physical therapy balanced by Katie. So, to wrap up our chat today, I would love to hear any exciting things on the horizon, whether it's business or personal. We're going, into the holidays and approaching a new year. So if there's anything that you have highlighted that's coming up for you, I'd love to hear about and share. And also, if you wouldn't mind telling us all something that you feel grateful for.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Actually, this has been a very exciting week because just the beginning of this week, I hired my first employee who is another
Woo!
physical therapist, and I'm so excited. She is wonderful. She's spunky, she's completely aligned with what my business is aligned with, our core values of really treating the person and being fully connected and creating an environment to heal. So I'm really excited to have Lauren on board taking new patients. So it will be more of a team. I've been doing this business on my own for almost 4 years, and to create a team with all having the same values, I think it's just going to be so much even more fun, and it will help more people. So I'm really excited about that. And then for the holidays, I just bought my ticket back to New Jersey, so I'll go visit my family.
Wow,
And
yeah.
that'll be great because I haven't seen them at all because of COVID, which has been sad. So that will definitely fill my cup big time. And yeah, and then also Thanksgiving. Hopefully get out there, do some hikes. I'm going to Scottsdale with my boyfriend and his family, and I heard that there's a lot of really nice hiking out there. So looking forward to that. And what I'm grateful for, I think I'm really just grateful for, I want to say, the community, people like you, Alia, that I've definitely looked up to for a really long time. And there's so many people in our community that are really doing amazing things and following their heart. Where I came from on the East Coast, I think it was more ingrained to take a traditional path and just work a job that was just a 9 to 5 job. And maybe that was just at the time frame that I lived in New Jersey, but I feel like being out here in San Diego and Encinitas, it's full of people that are really passionate and want to really follow their dreams and have the guts and the courage to go and do that and link together and collaborate. So I think it's a really special community to be a part of.
Congratulations, Katie. That's so exciting that you've hired someone and expanding because, like you said, you'll be able to help more people and you're aligned. That's so huge. I know there's great hiking in Scottsdale. Josh and I are going to Scottsdale also for Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
You'll have a great time. It's beautiful that time of year. And I just hope you have safe and happy travels to visit family back home and friends, and happy holidays and all good things coming the end of this year and next year. I'm so excited for you. And thank you so much for being on What's Wellness podcast today. I also look up to you and really respect and admire what you're doing for your patients and for the community. So thank you for being who you are and doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Alia. I really appreciate it.
Well, I loved chatting with Katie and feel like her mobile physical therapy business is such a brilliant way to help people to heal and feel good, as well as fosters an environment that promotes getting outside and healthy lifestyle practices. I love that she integrates aspects of yoga asana, pranayama, and some meditation in her technique as well. It was a joy having you on What's Wellness, Katie, and I thank you so much for sharing with us. I'll have a special episode come out next week on Thursday for Thanksgiving, but want to wish you all a very happy, safe, healthy, and gratitude-filled Thanksgiving holiday in whatever way you are celebrating. I'll be thinking about you all and sending love and appreciation from my heart on Thanksgiving Day and every day. As always, links to get in touch with Katie or myself, as well as other pertinent information, are available for easy navigation in the show notes below. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or feedback, or need support in any way, please reach out. My email is alia@aliayoga.com, spelled Ahlia. If something stood out to you from today's episode, do me a huge favor and take a screenshot, share it on your social media, and tag @AliaYoga and @What'sWellnessPodcast on Instagram, and I'll be sure to reshare. Oh, and tag @BalancedByKatie. And if you're local to the San Diego or North County area and you're interested in joining December's small group outdoor in-person Vinyasa Yoga Flow, please send me a message. This class is accessible for all levels and pre-registration is required. There's plenty of room to be physically distanced, and you're welcome to wear your mask throughout the practice. Or as long as you're 6 feet apart from someone else, you're welcome to take your mask off. I also offer a weekly online live virtual Vinyasa Yoga class called Sunshine Yoga with Alia, and it's held weekly on Wednesday afternoons. For those tuning in right now who come to those classes, you have a very special place in my heart, and I'm giving you a huge hug of gratitude right now. If I can ask another huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends and family, help to spread the word about What's Wellness, and leave a review in the iTunes podcast app so that I can continue to share the warm words of the week and read your review on air, as well as offer you a free full-length yoga class video from my website as a way of saying thanks. If you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditations, and for more about what I offer, please go to aliayoga.com. I also have CBD pain relief roll-on gel and tinctures for sale on the site, and Soleil water kits, essential oil roll-ons, tons of full-length yoga videos for unlimited use with a one-time purchase. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness today. I'll be back next week on Thursday with a brand new episode for you. Until next time, be well.